A few years ago, I read a study about orchestral performances, wind ensemble performances, and I learned that over the last 50 years, they've been increasing in length. Longer and longer and longer. And I wonder about theatrical running times, if it's anywhere, if it's similar. And in the conducting world, everyone knows why things have been increasing in length. It's because the conductor's voice starts to take over in some way, where the slow things get painstakingly slow. Because what might have been just a casual waltz in the 1800s or a sort of medium tempo tango in the 20s in Argentina, something becomes very indulgent. And Bernstein is famous for this, even though he's one of the world's great talents, obviously. But the tempo that he chooses for some of the slower pieces is incredibly slow. And so some of it is double the length. If you listen to the recordings of the same pieces or just accounts of those pieces from the 1800s, it's gotten 100% slower. And I wonder, is it similar?
No. I'm so surprised. Ah. I wasn't aware of that. I think with theater and it being a very visual art form, that we're competing with film and television, and where you've got the attention spans of, you know, and then we break for commercial and so as a theater director, we're constantly having to trim, cut out pieces of, you know, well, let's cut this scene, especially with Shakespeare, public domain and everything. But without even talking about cutting a script, there's something to keeping the tempo moving along, so that when there's something that you can indulge in a tender moment or a more intimate thing where we can take our time, we have to earn that. Yeah.
Very interesting. I'm surprised to hear it, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.